Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports right here on My 102.7 FM. My name is Pete Seymour, your host as always. Thanking you so much for spending a piece of your Saturday morning with me talking Paulding County athletics. Jam-packed show for you this week. We have a ton of volleyball to talk about, a ton of football to talk about, and helping me do that will be Brady Stabler. He will join me coming up here in a little bit. After we're done talking to Brady, we're going to break down the volleyball standings, and then we'll talk some Friday night lights, some key matchups happening in the Green Meadows Conference and in Paulding County from an evening ago. We will talk about all of those, and we will see where everything sits after week number 8 of high school football. So that and plenty more. We'll take a peek at our My Sports slate of games coming up a little bit later in the show, but now it's time for a break. When we come back, Brady Stabler joins me, talking Paulding County volleyball and football. Whoever you are, and however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week on another edition of My Sports. We get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next, right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
My Sports continues here on My 102.7, and as I promised, we need to welcome in our guest today, who is none other than Brady Stabler. Brady, I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule. Thanks, man.
Yeah, Pete, anytime. Thanks for having me.
So, of course, we were on the call for a volleyball game this past week, Antwerp and Ayersville. We'll talk a little bit about that, but I want to take you back 2 weeks to start because you were on the call for the Tenora Wayne Trace game. Brady, have you ever been a part of a football game that was 0-0 at the end of regulation?
You know, Pete, it's funny because, and I said it on the broadcast, I think that game is, you know, a perfect display of why we keep coming back for more sports. It's like an addiction for sports fans. And so, you know, I've been calling games with my dad since I was in third or fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And never, I've been on high school football my whole life, and never have I ever been at a game quite like that. And I'll tell you, people think, oh, 0-0, what a snooze fest. But both defenses were incredible, making plays all over the field. And yes, both offenses struggled at times, but really, you know, Tenora was able to move the ball consistently throughout that game between the 20s, but then Wayne Trace kept buckling down. And, you know, special teams was another area of that game. The defense is getting a lot of talk, but the special teams, you know, the punting was fantastic from both sides, and the kick coverage and the punt coverage. And then in the end, we saw special teams win it with Jake Bishop, who's one of the best kickers, probably the best high school kicker in Northwest Ohio, you know, finally able to connect on a kick, which wasn't his best night, but, you know, he still is able to score the only points in the game in the end. So to answer your original question, no, I've never been around a game like that, but man, what a joy that was to call that game.
We were checking into that game all night long, and I think it took until about the third quarter. Scoop looks at me, he's like, wait, seriously, they're still 0-0, and we were giving updates all night long about that. But yeah, you just don't see it too often. Again, especially with Tenora, who's put up a lot of points this year. What did Wayne Trace do so well to keep Tenora off the board in that game?
Well, and you look at Wayne Trace and, you know, the season that they've had, and Wayne Trace, they always do a pretty good job of playing a tougher non-conference schedule. You know, they always have, they always play Crestview and what's a big rivalry game for them year in and year out. And then, you know, I think they were 1-2 in non-conference play. And I think around that, there were some questions, you know, about this Wayne Trace team. But Coach Matt Holden, you know, in his short tenure here at Wayne Trace, he's proven to have his defenses ready to go. And now he has an excellent defensive coordinator in Austin Spieth as well. But if you look at what they were able to do, you know, starting with really, you know, they held a very good Paulding team, obviously, to just 24 points. And then, you know, shutout wins against Edgerton and Hicksville. But then they lose that game at Tenora, but still, you know, they hadn't given up a touchdown in over a 3 week span there. So what they do well, Pete, is, you know, they play a 3-5 defense. That's three down linemen and five linebackers. And those linebackers are very athletic, but also very high IQ players. Their coaches prepare them well. You can tell they watch a lot of film. And it allows those five athletes in the middle of the field to really fly around. And they're physical players. They are tough players. And really, all 11 guys they put out there on defense are very confident players. And I think that starts with their coaching staff instilling that confidence in those kids. So this Wayne Chase defense, they have the potential to really do some damage down the stretch.
And you mentioned Edgerton. That Edgerton offense, absolutely no joke, putting up 38 on a Paulding Panther defense that averaged team defense only about 6 points a game. So yeah, Wayne Trace Raiders flying around on defense right now. But another important aspect I know for Wayne Trace all season long has been cleaning up the turnover category. And again, in a couple big wins they've had this year, that's been a key component.
Yeah, and I think it's one thing, Pete, you look at the Raiders, and you could even go back the last few years on this, and the quarterback position, you know, it's been a little bit of a revolving door back there. They've had a lot of different guys they're trying out back there. It's been more of the same story this year. Cole Moorhead, you know, probably the best athlete, most talented guy with the ball in his hands on that team, playing some quarterback, but also Jack Schoonauer, you know, a youngster, he's just a junior, has stepped up and played really well in his varsity time as well. He's shown that he's capable of reading defenses and making plays, and like you said, limiting those turnovers. So this is a Wayne Trace team that just continues to get better week by week.
So I want to talk about the conference as a whole this year, because we've had this conversation. What has surprised you most, if anything, about the conference as a whole this season?
Well, Pete, I think that coming into the year, I remember having a discussion with some other guys in local media. It was actually, at our preseason meeting for my sports, that when you look into the football season, what was going to be this year, it was so unique from in years past. Not that there's a lot of parity, because the GMC typically year in and year out, they've had that in the middle of the pack of the conference. Mm-hmm. But there's always been a team or two that has kind of been a cut above the rest. And this year, there's really not that team in the GMC. It's that group of three or four teams. It's not in the middle, but at the top this year. And so what surprised me this year has been none of those teams have really been able to separate from the pack. You know, we've seen so much parity. If you look at, you know, Tenora, Edgerton, Paulding, and Fairview, I think, you know, those four have kind of solidified themselves as the top four in the conference. But it's been kind of every week that you've seen a different team being talked about as potentially the quote-unquote best team in the GMC. And for Tenora to, you know, really pull ahead in the race and be at the top of the standings is a shock to everyone, because they went 0-3 in their non-conference play. Which, granted, they play such a tough non-conference
exactly.
schedule, Liberty Center and Archbold, you know, every year that they are loaded. So they come into the Green Meadows Conference play battle-tested. And this is not the most flashy Tenora team ever. They're just rock solid everywhere across the board. Defense, very good, as I mentioned. And obviously special teams with Jake Bishop, their kicker, you know, he gives them an added element that most high school teams don't have. So I think that's been the biggest thing that surprised me. After the 0-3 start, to see Tenora pull to the top, it shouldn't be a big surprise, because, you know, people around the GMC are used to that in general, Sonora being at the top. But I think with just the way things started, it's been a surprise to a lot of people.
And me and Scoop saw a really good Edgerton team come together and knock off Paulding a few weeks ago. And that's a team that's surprised me a little bit, again, going back to last season. Didn't win too many games last year, did the Edgerton Bulldogs, and they see themselves, you know, at the top half of the GMC now. And one team I do want to touch on real quick, and another team that me and Scoop were not surprised that was good this year, but kind of flying under the radar for me, a lot of talent and a lot of speed, is Fairview.
Yeah, so you know, let's first talk about that Edgerton team, because, you know, I think that right away, they played Eden to start things off. That's a rivalry game for them, and it's a, you know, an Eden team that's very, very good this year. And so Edgerton drops their first game. And then, you know, they lose to Wayne Trace in what was Wayne Trace's first win in shutout fashion. I think everyone kind of thought, oh boy, like this isn't looking too good for Edgerton.
Here we go.
But then to come back and really, you know, beat a Paulding team on the road the way they did, I thought that was a big statement for them and their dynamic offense. And with that, you know, let's take a moment and talk about the Paulding Panthers as well, because yeah. Coach Jim Menzies is doing a fantastic job. And it's kind of gut check time for them now down the stretch, because with two losses in the conference in back-to-back weeks, you know, in kind of heartbreaking fashion, both of those, you know, it's time for these guys to dig deep and really see what they have, you know, deep down inside of them going into, you know, playoffs for Paulding. So I think that really this Paulding team and this Paulding program these next few weeks are vital for them. But then, as you mentioned, maybe I think who most people that I talk to that follow the GMC talk about as still maybe the best team in the GMC is Fairview. And you know, with Zedek at quarterback and that dynamic offense, playmakers all over the field, Fairview, well, that has very, very good football tradition. Don't sleep on them come playoff time either, because they're going to make a strong push here down the stretch.
Oh, Brady, you mentioned the Paulding Panthers again, dropping a few tough games earlier this season after a really good start. But the one thing that really helps to right the ship during a losing streak, and you know as well as anybody, is having such a tough defense and such an opportune defense. And guys like Jack Woods, guys like Colton Bayshore, they've been anchoring that Paulding defense for a long time now. They're going to be key components as this season moves on, and I've just been really impressed with them. Actually, talking to a few coworkers at my other job, Brady, they had asked me at the beginning of the year one smaller school player that really has stood out to me, and I, without hesitation, said Jack Woods. I'm like, he is one of the best linebackers in Northwest Ohio. That kid's all over the field.
Yeah, so I'm glad you mentioned him. I've been in a couple group text threads this fall about who are some of the best players since 2000 or best players since 2010 to play in Paulding County or in the GMC. Really, one of those guys that probably should be on that list and will be once he graduates for sure is Jack Woods, because you're talking about not just one of the best linebackers in the area right now, you're talking about one of the best linebackers in the county, in the conference history that I've seen in my lifetime, really. I mean, he is just a dude. He's a football player, and he's the leader of that Paulding defense. Paulding's going to need that defense down the stretch. You know, they started off with a non-conference schedule that, you know, wasn't as strong as some other teams in the GMC, record-wise, of those teams I'm speaking about. But then, you know, through their first five games, they'd only given up, I think, a combined total of 16 points and had three shutout wins in that span. And then, you know, they play Fairview and Edgerton, and they start to give up some points and drop both of those games. So I think, you know, although it hurts to lose those games, it gives these guys such a great opportunity to learn from their mistakes as they creep closer to playoff time, when they ultimately want to be playing their best football anyways.
Absolutely, absolutely. So real quick, we were on the call for a volleyball game this past week. It was Antwerp and it was Ayersville, and it was actually senior night, and we mentioned congratulations to the Antwerp seniors a few times. We saw a few different things in that game. Again, the Ayersville Pilots came into that one losing a few matches. They were looking to bounce back, and they did really quickly, Brady. They were really good on offense, but what did you like from Antwerp, and what did you see from their senior class?
Well, you know, I thought a lot of grit from the Antwerp girls, and it all starts with the leadership of that senior class. We're talking Faith Clem and Peters and Caroline Roars, you know, a great group of seniors for Coach Tony Jerome and her squad. And, you know, I thought they showed a lot of grit. They're at a disadvantage, and it's no fault of their own people. You know, we talked about this a little bit on the broadcast. They just do not have the size that most mm-hmm. other volleyball teams in the area have. And so that puts them at a little bit of a disadvantage. They have to be a little bit more crafty with what they do night in and night out. And, you know, despite that, they're able to put up consistently good fights, you know, against good teams, because this is a Green Meadows conference. Pete, there's some really, really good volleyball in this conference and in the area this year, especially when you start to look up a little farther north to Nora, Edgerton, and Fairview, right. Three volleyball teams. They're just absolutely fantastic. So again, you look towards tournament play, as we always are, and you always want to be playing your best ball at that time. And these are teams, even if towards the bottom of the Green Meadows Conference standings, because they've played those tough teams within the conference, they're going to be so battle-tested and ready to go against anyone in the area.
We're going to talk about that tournament and tournament time coming up here just in a little bit on My Sports. Last thing I need to ask you, Brady, how about Kyle Sutton this year for Wayne Trace Golf? Holy cow.
When people talk about Wayne Trace Sports, a lot of times I think their mind goes to boys basketball because of the success they've had. But if you really dig into the history, you can make a case that Wayne Trace Boys Golf at Wayne Trace is arguably the strongest sport and has the most rich history. Now, where I'm going with this is Wayne Trace has had fantastic golfers and fantastic golf teams, but they haven't had a team like this in quite a while. You know, I would say since the 80s or, you know, maybe the 90s, early 2000s, there's been some good teams in there. But this Wayne Trace team this year was absolutely fantastic and highlighted by, obviously, Kyle Sutton, who has put together yet another great campaign. And, you know, I've seen Kyle hit balls on the range out at Pleasant Valley, you know, at the course Wayne Trace plays at. Kieran Payne, and, you know, I've watched him play in some matches, and he is as talented a young golfer as I have ever seen. And I haven't seen him a lot, but I talked to a lot of people that know golf well, and they've seen him, and just the scores he posts are unbelievable. And golf is such a tough sport, Pete, because when it comes down to it, you know, for conference play, it comes down to really 1, 2, 3 matches. And then right. In tournament play, you know, you don't know what conditions you're going to get. It's not like basketball where you're playing in the gym. You know, it's going to be 70 degrees, you know, and the court standard size. You're going to different courses, and you never know what you're going to get condition-wise. And one bad hole, one bad round, and you're out. So for him to make it to state back-to-back years is very, very impressive. You can't, you know, state enough how much he's done for the Wayne Trace Golf Program and how just over-the-top fantastic he's been in his high school career.
Yeah, 3-time GMC Conference Player of the Year. But, hey, Brady, thank you so much for taking some time. I really do appreciate the insight and all the hard work you do on mysports.live, and I know we're looking forward to some basketball coming up here, not too quickly, but fast enough.
Yes, thank you, Pete, and thank you for everything you do for our area athletes here.
Hey, I'm thankful for the opportunity. I really do appreciate it. Brady Stabler, our guest this week, and we're back after this, talking a little more volleyball, talking a little bit more football as My Sports continues right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
My Sports continues as we just got done wrapping up our conversation with Brady Stabler. We talked some football, we talked some volleyball, and if you missed that conversation, of course, you can hear it when this episode is archived on the my1027.org website, along with all of the other episodes, not just from this year, but every previous season of My Sports. So let's talk some volleyball, and let's talk earlier in the week. It was Paulding over Continental in 4 sets, 25-16, 22-25, 25-23, 25-19. The varsity picking up the victory. The individual leaders looked like this for the Paulding Panthers. Kaylee Dunham, 5 blocks to go along with double-digit kills. She had 13, 22 digs and an ace for Addie Schull. Addison Aaron, 6 kills, 3 blocks, an ace. STPs, 26 assists. Brianna Bermejo, 8 kills and 17 digs. Lucy Breyer, 9 kills and an ace. Grace Goyings, 13 assists to go along with 1 ace. Addie Pease had an ace to her name. Tori Schlatter with 3 aces and 7 digs. And Marley Parrott, 5 aces and 5 kills for the Paulding Panthers in the 4-set victory versus Continental. Again, a little earlier this week as well, as Wayne Trace Raider Volleyball, they defeated Delphus Jefferson in straight sets, 25-12, 25-10, then 25-18. Harper Myers, 4 kills, an ace, 1 block, and 7 digs. Torreyson, 12 kills, 3 aces, 2 blocks, and an assist. Natalie Stoller, 2 kills, 1 block, and 1 dig. Lexi Moore, 9 kills, 2 aces, 4 blocks, and 5 digs. Amber Stoller, 2 kills, a block, and 5 digs. Lori Sin, 4 aces, 3 digs, and 13 assists. 4 kills and 3 digs for Corrine Winans. Caroline Winans, 10 digs and an assist. And Olivia Zartman, 5 digs and 15 assists. As once again, the Wayne Trace Raiders taking down Delphus Jefferson in straight sets. So let's take a look at the volleyball scoreboard now from this past Thursday. Tenora defeating Paulding in straight sets 3-0. Fairview, 4-set winner over Wayne Trace. They dropped the first one 25-17 as the Raiders took it, and then the Fairview Apaches swept the rest of the way 25-12, 25-19, and 25-11. And then it was Ayersville over Antwerp in straight sets. I was actually on the call for that one. Me and Brady talked about it a little bit earlier. But the Antwerp Archers, man, they gave the Pilots everything they could handle in sets 2 and 3, 25-13, 25-21, and 25-20. 3-set victory for the Ayersville Pilots. And then Edgerton, 25-18, 25-15, 25-19 straight set winner over the Hicksville Aces. So let's take a look at the tournament bracket, and we'll start on the 17th of October. Paulding will take on Lima Bath at Ottawa Glendorf at 7:30 p.m. Once again, Paulding versus Lima Bath at Ottawa Glendorf at 7:30 p.m. Oh, for the Wayne Trace Raiders, their bracket, it looks like this. They're the 7th seed. They take on the 6th seed, Lincoln View. That on the 14th at 6 o'clock, that game being at Lincoln View. Winner of that gets the 4 seed, who is Marion local. So now for the Antwerp Archers, they come in as the 7 seed, taking on the 2 seed Hilltop. That match at Hilltop at 6 p.m., and then they will get the winner of the 3 seed Edgerton or the 9 seed Fayette. That game would be played on the 21st. But again, Archers, the 7 seed, taking on Hilltop, the 2 seed, on the 17th at 6, that being played at Hilltop. Real quick look at the volleyball scoreboard happening this past Thursday. It was Tenora, straight set winner over Edgerton, 25-14, 25-15, 25-7. Fairview on top of Hicksville, that took 4, 25-17, 23-25, 25-11, 25-16. Ayersville, 5-set winner over Wayne Trace, 25-22, 17-25, 20-25, 25-15, 15-10. And then Paulding, a 5-set winner over Antwerp, and a great one. Reverse sweep for the Paulding Panthers, losing the first two 22-25, then 25-18, 25-21, 15-10. The Paulding Panthers over the Antwerp Archers. That is a look at some of the volleyball that we had from this past week, and of course, what's coming up in the future. Tournament time on the hardwood. Can't wait to cover it all. Time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we're talking football, and we're doing that next. Stay with me, Paulding County. This is My Sports, and it continues on My 102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then, boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
We're back here on My Sports. We talked to our guest today, Brady Stabler. We talked some volleyball, so now it's time to talk about the Friday Night Lights from one evening ago. Tenora stays undefeated in GMC League play, 21-0, shutting out the Ayersville Pilots. Wayne Trace shutting out the Antwerp Archers 34-0, and that won a big-time win. Paulding 50, Hicksville 18, a 50-burger for the Paulding Panthers after a tough loss last week, rebounding this week to knock off Hicksville, again 50-18 there. Fairview 42, Edgerton 28, and the Apaches, just like me and Brady talked about, they are on a roll right now. Again, 42-28 over Edgerton, Paulding 50-18 over Hicksville, Wayne Trace 34-0 over Antwerp, and Tenora 21-0 over Ayersville. So let's take a look at the standings. The GMC right now as it sits. Tenora still with a big goose egg in the loss column. 5-0 on the year, 5-3 overall. Fairview right behind them. Again, me and Brady talked about this Fairview Apache team. A ton of skill. 4-1, 6-2 overall. Paulding 3-2 with the win last night. 6-2 overall. Edgerton 3-2, 5-3. Wayne Trace 3-2, 3-5. Hicksville 1-4, 2-6. Ayersville 1-4, 1-7. And the Archers 0-5, 2-6. But how about the middle of that GMC? You have Fairview at 4-1, Paulding 3-2, Edgerton 3-2, Wayne Trace 3-2, and some huge games coming up next week, which we are going to talk about next. So Wayne Trace will be at Fairview, and then they close home against Ayersville. Two massive games to end this season. And then, of course, the Paulding Panthers, they have Tenora next week at home and then travel to Antwerp to end the season. So some monumental games coming up on the horizon. And, of course, MySports.live will have some of those games covered, so we're going to get to that here coming up here shortly. Can't wait to see how the GMC plays out. A ton of football left to go. We're not talking playoffs yet because this is going to be a really fun last few weeks of Green Meadows Conference football in Paulding County. I'm so happy that you have joined me up until now. We'll continue it with our My Sports slate of games here on My Sports right after this. That's coming up, and that's how we'll end this show. Stay with me, Paulding County. This is My Sports, and you've been listening to My 102.7 FM. We'll be right back.
Sports teams and programs throughout Paulding County develop great traits and skills for the future workforce of our county. In addition, the travel to ball fields, gyms, and parks throughout the county enhance the economy of all these areas. The Paulding County Economic Development Office supports all county sports-related leagues and events and the positive impact it has on the Paulding County economy overall.
We're back to put a lid on this edition of My Sports, as we do each and every week, two different ways. Number one, it is with our thank yous. And our first thank you goes out to our guest this morning, and he is Brady Stabler. Brady, really appreciate you taking some time to spend your Saturday morning with me talking some Paulding County athletics. I really do appreciate the insight and all the work you do as well on mysports.live. And then we need to thank our sponsors, and those are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp, Schweller Electric, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, thank you so much for your commitment to my sports. Without you, I would not be here doing this. And as I promised, it is now time for our My Sports slate of games. I can't believe we're rounding out the regular season for volleyball and football. I'll take you up until the end of the year, that date being October 25th. Right now on mysports.live, any of that changes, of course, I will have updates for you. But we need to start Friday, October 18th. Paulding and Sonora, a big one in the GMC. Caleb Atch and Scoop Miller on the call for you there. Jason Landers and Doug Billman. The week after, Friday, October 25th, it's Antwerp and Paulding football. And then myself and Corbin Vance will be on the call for the Wayne Trace Ayersville football game, also on October 25th. Again, any changes happen, you guys will be the first to know. And of course, if you missed any games on mysports.live, they're all archived on demand on the mysports.live website for on-demand access. So after this one, be sure to head on over to the mysports.live website and check out some of the action that I talked about from this past week. Well, that'll do it for me today. Whoever you are, and however you've been listening, my name is Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week for another episode of My Sports, but every week, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week, Paulding County. Same time, same place, next Saturday at 9 a.m. I'll talk to you then with another edition of My Sports. Until then, you take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.